Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have just a few minutes left in the program this morning before Leonard Lope comes on. We're expecting Dr. Erwin Redlener, director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University, and he's also been mentioned as a possible Surgeon General in the Obama administration. And we want to know how you think the government response has been so far to the flu outbreak. Do you feel like they're giving you clear information? Do you feel like they're protecting you? Do you feel like they're overreacting? Too cautious, too alarmist, just about right? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, of course, I mentioned no Surgeon General. I mean, there's no HHS Secretary. There's no head of the Centers for Disease Control. So this is one of the issues. Who's minding the public health store in the Obama administration? And Erwin Redlener is with us now, director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. Dr. Redlener, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much, Brian.
And we just have a few minutes. The World Health Organization this morning said the chance of pandemic is heightened, though it's not a sure thing. And I don't know if that's useful information to people. The word pandemic sounds like everyone has it. What are they really trying to tell us?
Well, I think what they're really trying to tell us is that the conditions for having a full-blown serious pandemic are already upon us. In other words, we have a unique virus that we haven't seen before. It's demonstrated its ability to be transmitted from one person to another person, and that is rapidly increasing. And it's demonstrated its ability to kill people. So those are the three elements that we're worried about. The fact that the World Health Organization and other country health public health organizations has taken it to the level of being a serious situation or an emergency situation is more for their internal realities of what has to be set up and ready to go. It's not a helpful statement, though, for the general public, because it's not an emergency in the sense that there's something that the public really needs to do anything about other than, you know, the basic precautions that we've been hearing about in terms of hand-washing, social distancing, et cetera.
And the Middle East reported its first case this morning, so that's been in the news in the last couple of hours. But I want to ask you about the stat that I've been asking everybody who comes on the show on this topic about, and that is the lack of any cases, as far as we know, in the Mexican immigrant community in New York. It's only at this school or maybe a couple of schools in Queens without Mexican populations. We're not hearing this in the Mexican immigrant communities around America. You would think if it was really from contact with Mexicans that it would be very concentrated in the Southwest and be spreading fast there. But I'm not hearing about Mexican-Americans with this disease. What does that tell us?
Well, we don't know what it tells us yet, because this whole how this virus is moving and what it's exactly doing is still somewhat mysterious. But I would say this. A lot of that population that you're talking about are people who are extremely disconnected from the U.S. health system. So we may have a lot of people in those communities, Brian, that are sick, that think it's just a regular flu or a bad cold, and some of it may in fact be that, but there may be a certain degree of penetration in those communities that we're simply not aware of yet. You know, people have to be in the healthcare system in order for this to get picked up. So I don't know. I don't know what the real answer is yet, but things will be moving fast, and I think we'll know a lot more within a matter of days here.
So I guess you're talking about undocumented Mexican immigrants who are afraid of contact with the public health system.
That's one thing, but there's also, besides the undocumented, and there's a tremendous resistance to being in contact with any sort of official system, including the healthcare system, there are those who are documented, who are legal immigrants or legal residents here, but simply don't have access to healthcare. So there's those issues. I'm not saying they're going to obscure a real emergence in that community of swine flu, but these are certainly challenges that we have to understand. But as I say, we'll know a lot more within 72 hours.
We have under a minute left. I read that you were up for Surgeon General. Is that still a possibility?
I don't think so. And, you know, those things get spread around, but I think I'm going to be right here with you in New York City, Brian, for the long haul.
So who's minding the public health store? Is this a problem with the response? We have no head of Health and Human Services, no head of the CDC, no Surgeon General right now.
It is a problem, and the White House is, I'd say, acutely aware of this. And I think today we may see, actually, the first step here, which is the confirmation of Kathleen Sebelius as a Secretary of HHS, and then immediately after that.
Does it bother you as a public health official that Homeland Security Department has been the lead agency on this rather than health? 10 seconds?
I'm interested in it. I wouldn't say it bothers me yet. It sort of depends on how long it takes us to get the health team in place.
All right. Well, maybe we can follow up as this progresses. Dr. Erwin Redlener, Director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Megan Ryan, Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett produced this program with intern help from Justin Pastana and Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.